Hello and welcome to Guided Truths 365, where I bring you news, updates and coaching tips. Today we have reached 189 and we are going to just roll on a little bit from yesterday's episode, which was where we were determining the difference between gratitude and gratefulness. And we discussed quite a few there, four different ways of showing that and the difference between the two. And today I really just wanted to elaborate a little bit further, but really just discussing three other ways of how we can use our words as a way of gratitude, and how we can then share that in a way in our actions, and how we can intentionally put that into good practice. So I use this daily. It is something that I introduced. I mean, we do these things subconsciously, but once you become aware, once we've awoken your consciousness to these important, ways of showing intentional love and acts of service and gratitude for everything that is around us, we become more intentional in our actions. So the first thing I like to introduce into my daily routine is to let someone know. You know, let them know that you really appreciate what they actually do for you. And mean that sincerely. I mean, you wouldn't be saying that to someone if you didn't, but sometimes we take for granted what people do around us and how their intentional actions are for us. So just by showing some simple appreciation, by actually letting them know, sometimes we do things because we want to give, we want to show people that they have someone there for them, and it's actually just a normal, genuine act. But if we can just be appreciative that we actually see that person, we actually really acknowledge that they are giving their time freely because they want to, because it's who they are deep down inside. So showing appreciation definitely would be my number one tip, but something I try to do every day, and I do reach out to those who I can see are doing that just to make their day as well. Number two is actually thank them for thinking of you. You know, so often I have connections with certain people in my life, and it's quite interesting, but if I instantaneously think about them, you know, that I have to contact them or I haven't talked to them for a while, the next day or within a few hours, the phone rings and there they are on the end of the line. So just thank those people around you that actually do think of you. I've got other people in my life as well. They send me welcome gifts or they send me thank yous, and it's just so lovely. And I always like to try to reach out to people who I haven't spoken to in a while, or just who I know would really appreciate me just sending them some kind words to just let them know that they, you know, that they are in my thoughts. So that would be my second tip as well for showing gratitude. And number three, thank them for the time that they give you. You know, even if it's your mum, even if it's your sister, I think sometimes, or even if it's your CEO, sometimes we take for granted that those people are naturally in our lives. And, just actually stopping and just thanking them, you know. And they'll probably fob it off like it means nothing. But just grab them if you're in close proximity to them and really say to them and look them in the eye, give them a hug and say, no, I truly thank you, you know, for the time, for your time today, or whatever it may be. So you can say things to them like, I really value and appreciate you. You could say that if they're offering you advice, that I really value and appreciate your opinion. You can say things like, I'm so grateful for what you did for me today. I really, really appreciate it. And I wanted to take the time to thank you, to really say that I appreciate you, and your kind warm words really warmed my heart today. So they're just a few simple ways that you can show with your words appreciation towards others. Now, there are people in our lives too that cannot receive gratitude. This is something that takes deeper work. It takes a lot of deeper coaching, and someone that's really can help that person or people to really shift and accept that to give gratitude, you also must receive gratitude. So it goes both ways. If you find you're not getting or you're not being gifted with gratitude in your life, it may be because you're giving, but you're not truly able to receive it yet. And that takes a lot of deeper work, but we can talk about that in another coaching session. But today, it is really just appreciating those around you and showing gratitude. Okay, so remember, the more you give out, the more you will receive in return. And that is a fact. However, you also must be able to receive what is given. And that's it for today. I will tune in again tomorrow. We're very lucky tomorrow. We have our guest interviewer who I had the pleasure of speaking with last week. So that's Dr. Daniel Kirshner. He is a doctor of chiropractic. He's also an expert in fasting and helps people transition, whether that's for high performance in sports, whether it's just high performance in life, whether it's de-stressing your life, or whether it's through weight loss or serious illness. Fasting has been shown to show many benefits. And so he will be our guest speaker on tomorrow's episode 190. So I look forward to seeing you then. Bye.